This is Jordan Segel in Washington, D.C. 13 IDF soldiers were killed by Hamas in the Gaza Strip on Sunday alone as fighting continues to escalate between Israel and Hamas.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Israel has a right to defend itself against rocket and tunnel attacks from Hamas. And as a result of its operations, Israel has already done significant damage to Hamas's terrorist infrastructure in Gaza. I've also said, however, that we have serious concerns about the rising number of Palestinian civilian deaths and the loss of Israeli lives. And that is why it now has to be our focus and the focus of the international community to bring about a ceasefire that ends the fighting and that can stop the deaths of innocent civilians, both in Gaza and in Israel.
What Hamas is doing very cynically is embedding its rocketeers, its rocket caches, its tunnels, these terror tunnels, in homes, in hospitals, in schools. And when we take action, as targeted as we can, they then use their civilians as human shields. So Hamas is both targeting civilians and Hamas is hiding behind civilians. That's a double war crime.
Therefore,
all civilian deaths, as regrettable as they are, fall on their shoulders.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
America is the glue that holds the free world together. Leading from behind is not working. The world is adrift, and President Obama has become the king of indecision. His policies are failing across the globe, and they will come here soon.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. President Obama addressing the situation, Operation Protective Edge between Israel and Hamas, happening primarily in the Gaza Strip. Just to give you some facts, a quick rundown. Hamas has fired over 1,800. It's 1,820 rockets as of right now on air, noon Eastern time, at Israel since July 8th. That's 1,800 rockets since July 8th, an average of 140 rockets every day. Just today, 62 rockets have hit Israel. 14 additional rockets were intercepted. So that's a total of 76. There were 13 members of the IDF, soldiers in the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, killed just on Sunday. The total of IDF casualties now 18, including two Americans. Two Israeli civilians have also been killed by rocket fire. We are starting to see the pressure from President Obama, from Secretary Kerry, on Israel to get into a ceasefire situation. Of course, Hamas, they've agreed to ceasefires. Hamas has not agreed. And yet, of course, this growing, and we talked about it on Friday, we said this will continue, this growing chorus of anti-Israel sentiment and the idea that, well, the civilian casualties in Gaza, even though Hamas puts these people in harm's way, will push Israel into a ceasefire before they finish the job that they want to get done. And, of course, this is a situation that continues to unfold. But just to give you some insight into the administration, Secretary Kerry was caught off air, actually, in one of the five interviews he did over the weekend. Hear about the truth about what this administration thinks. Not just the talking points of we support Israel, but the actual truth when they don't think they're on camera. Bite one.
It's a hell of a pinpoint operation. It's a hell of a pinpoint operation.
Right. It's escalating significantly, and it just underscores the need for ceasefire.
We've got to get over there. I think, John, we ought to go tonight. I think it's crazy to be sitting around.
Secretary Kerry, when you said it's a hell of a pinpoint operation, are you upset that the Israelis are going too far? And, in fact, do you intend to go back to the Middle East tonight, sir?
I think it's very, very difficult in these situations. Obviously very difficult.
Yeah, that said a lot. Very difficult, obviously very difficult. The first sound was caught on mic. He was talking to one of his assistants. That was Secretary of State John Kerry, saying, you know, basically mocking that this was a pinpoint operation, even though Hamas is responsible for putting their citizens in harm's way and actually forcing their citizens to be in harm's way. Call now, folks. Stand with Israel. 877-989-2255. A brand new petition. Israel needs your support. Call 877-989-2255 or sign it at aclj.org.
Thank you.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which avowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The battle wages on in Israel. The battle is raging in a sense. I mean, you've got now significant casualties on the Israeli side of this battle. The IDF suffering 13 in one day on yesterday, a total of 18. Two of those are actually Americans who serve in the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. Today alone, 62 rockets have hit Israel. Though we have seen the administration, and we'll play for you in just a moment, speaking out about this in some support of Israel, what we already see is this pressure to stop the conflict. And of course, to point out, Israel was ready to agree to a ceasefire. Hamas refused. So they are the reason why their civilians are still in harm's way. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Here's President Obama this morning from the Rose Garden, really just about an hour before we went on the air, Byte 16.
Israel has a right to defend itself against rocket and tunnel attacks from Hamas. And as a result of its operations, Israel has already done significant damage to Hamas's terrorist infrastructure in Gaza. I've also said, however, that we have serious concerns about the rising number of Palestinian civilian deaths and the loss of Israeli lives. And that is why it now has to be our focus and the focus of the international community to bring about a ceasefire that ends the fighting and that can stop the deaths of innocent civilians, both in Gaza and in Israel.
Again, so you see there, pressure starting, still has Israel has a right to defend itself. That's good. Take a listen to this next statement. This is the following statement of President Obama in the Rose Garden this morning addressing the situation in Israel. So now he's sending Secretary Kerry, who made those off camera but on mic remarks about mocking Israel's, quote, pinpoint operations. We played that in the opening. We'll play it for you again. But listen to Byte 17. I think this one is the most troubling from President Obama. And you have to read between the lines here because there's always that generic support for Israel because that's popular to say in the United States. But take a listen to what he's really saying in Byte 17.
So Secretary Kerry will meet with allies and partners. I've instructed him to push for an immediate cessation of hostilities based on a return to the November 2012 ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The work will not be easy. Obviously, there are enormous passions involved in this and some very difficult strategic issues involved. Nevertheless, I've asked John to do everything he can to help facilitate a cessation of hostilities. We don't want to see any more civilians getting killed.
I'll go to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ, and talk to him. He's also a captain of the U.S. Army Reserves. He served in Iraq. David, right away, what I saw in this the bite from President Obama and this remarks from this morning, the idea that, quote, that it won't be easy to get a ceasefire, so the U.S. is now saying they're pushing for that, but that there are, quote, enormous passions involved. I mean, that's how President Obama characterized Hamas. I would say it's radicalism, extremism. There's terrorists involved. There are people willing to put civilians in harm's way. But to call it passions as if both sides are equal, as if, Israel's got a right to defend itself, but there's, you know, it's a very passionate issue.
It's jihad. I mean, that's what it is. It's jihad waged by Hamas. And if the president wants civilian deaths to stop, that means Hamas has to be defeated, because every single civilian death is on Hamas, is the moral responsibility of Hamas. They surround their troops, if you want to call them troops, their fighters, with civilians. They put rockets in homes. They put rockets in schools, in hospitals, in mosques. And then they blame Israel when civilians die. The fact of the matter is they're happy when civilians die because they know that there are people in the West who will jump like trained seals whenever that happens and call for Israel to stop. That is Hamas's strategic goal. It's playing into their hands every single time words like that are uttered.
Folks, I want to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Before I get to those calls, let me encourage you to sign our emergency petition for Israel, standing with Israel, even with the pressure, even with the mocking by Secretary of State Kerry. You can see, you learn a lot behind closed doors, what is the true intentions of this administration, what they truly believe on these specific issues. Remember, this has happened before in the past when it came to Secretary Kerry and statements and President Obama in statements about Israel, about different foreign policy, the truth versus what you may hear on television or in their statements. We have got to stand with Israel. This is a real battle being waged. Casualties in Israel, significant. I mean, 13 IDF troops. You're talking about a nation of just over 6 million. When you suffer a troop loss like that in one day at the hands of terrorists, it's serious, and it escalates things, and you've got to continue fighting on, but we've got to stand with Israel. Call now. Add your name to our petitions. Our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Stand with Israel as they fight on the front lines of terrorism. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that petition online, but I've got to encourage you to call now at 877-989-2255. Bob's calling in from California on line one. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
You know, I listened to the comments of the president today, you know, and he was calling for transparency and a lot of the stuff on the shot down airliner and stuff. He should use all his own words on himself, because he is so deceiving our people, and he's not standing for Israel at all. He's a talking head that just keeps things in an uproar.
Well, I think, you know, this is a situation where, and I want to go to David French, because, David, I want to play this sound for everybody. I got to set it up, because I think what Bob is talking about, you know, this idea of what we may hear in the sound bites, you know, the statements from the Rose Garden, you got to really think through it to see what there is just the fluff, what there is the real intention of the comment. I think the intention of his statements was he was basically saying that you know, the civilian casualties in Gaza are getting too high, so we're going to force Israel into a ceasefire, but the passions are high, so it'll be tough. Comparing, you know, as if you can compare these two sides and use the same term to describe them. One is defending itself, Israel. The other is, like David said, jihadists. But this was Secretary Kerry. He did five different Sunday show interviews over yesterday. And, you know, you've got your microphone on. If you do television before, you know your microphone's on even in between breaks. The recording continues, even if you're not on camera. And he was caught talking to an aide about Israel's offensive against Hamas. Take a listen. I'll play this for you. We're not editing it out because I think you need to hear Secretary Kerry in his own words what it sounds like when they don't think they're being, when they're not on the record. Bite one.
It's a hell of a pinpoint operation. It's a hell of a pinpoint operation.
it's escalating significantly, and it just underscores the need for ceasefire.
We've got to get over there. I think, John, we ought to go tonight. I think it's crazy to be sitting around.
Secretary Kerry, when you said it's a hell of a pinpoint operation, are you upset that the Israelis are going too far? And, in fact, do you intend to go back to the Middle East tonight, sir?
I think it's very, very difficult in these situations. Obviously, very difficult.
And, of course, Secretary Kerry continued to try to explain away these comments that were caught off camera, but on mic, bite three.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to have this kind of operation. And I reacted, obviously, in a way that, anybody does with respect to, young children and civilians. But war is tough. And I said that publicly, and I'll say it again. We defend Israel's right to do what it is doing in order to get at those tunnels.
You know, it's again, doesn't just apologize. And I don't know how great of a defense it is. I'll go to David French here because, David, how great of a defense is it when you end your sentences with that or you broadly make these statements, but in fact, the details of your words, this is a Secretary of State who compared Israel to an apartheid state and said that they were on the verge of becoming an apartheid state. He made those comments, didn't think he was being recorded. He was. Now he's made these other comments mocking the pinpoint operation, trying to use these kind of tactical words. He is on the way now to the region. And then, of course, he doesn't apologize for his statement, just says, it's tough because of what's happening in Gaza.
You know, when it comes to characterizing Israel's response, he does not have the excuse of ignorance. I mean, he's a combat veteran. Secretary Kerry is a combat veteran. He knows that if Israel was not attacking pinpoint, the death toll would be vastly larger because he knows what Israel's military capabilities are. So when he says that, his anger is misplaced and it's in bad faith because he knows that Israel is in fact being pinpoint. If it wasn't being pinpoint, this would be an entirely different situation with an entirely different kind of death toll. His anger should be directed at Hamas, but we know where his sympathies lie. He does not like Israel. You're exactly right, Jordan. The comparison to an apartheid state was beyond the pale. It's still the same Secretary of State who made that statement.
Folks, you should see the pictures online. Israel will notify an area in Gaza that there could be an attack pending because they found a weapons cache. And then civilians are rushed to that location. Children, women, families are rushed to that location. You've got to take a stand for Israel and take a stand for the truth. A real ally versus an enemy of the United States shouldn't be a hard choice. Shouldn't push for ceasefires when one side's ignored them and continues to fire rockets. Call now. Stand with Israel. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about the growing escalation of conflict in Israel between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. It's an acronym. It stands for Islamic Resistance Movement. And we've continued to take your phone calls, and we'll do that now. I want to go right to the phones. Marcus in California on line 2. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. I was watching the news, and they showed a map where the Gaza Strip is. I'm wondering, is that part of Israel?
I mean, well, yeah, it's a question that's very interesting to ask. You know, until 2006, Israel, is, to use the international term, was occupying the area. They, after U.S. pressure, international pressure, they withdrew. So you're talking about, yes, it borders Israel on the east and north. It's about 130-some-odd square miles with 1.8 million people packed in, but they now have self-governance. So it borders Egypt to the kind of southwest, and the Mediterranean to the west, and then Israel to the east. I mean, you're talking at some points, you're just miles away from, not even miles away, I mean, just a short little rocket away from Israeli towns. I mean, I've been to the border. It's very, very close. So this is right there. So if your question is how close is it, yes, it's within that land. So there's not anything in between Gaza and Israel. If you're talking about the control, and David, this goes back to, again, UN resolution after resolution and really to the beginning of the conflict, but Hamas has had exclusive control over the Gaza Strip since 2006.
Yeah, absolutely. Israel pulled out completely. Not only did it pull out, they donated greenhouses to help kickstart an agricultural industry in Gaza. And do you know what the Palestinians did? They went in and destroyed the greenhouses and desecrated the greenhouses just to send a message that they didn't want anything from Israel. I mean, so they've had an opportunity since 2006 to actually build a functioning civil society. Instead, Hamas took over. They've poured enormous resources into building these terror tunnels and building rocket after rocket after rocket, hiding them in schools, hiding them in mosques. They've turned it into a miniature terror state right on the border of Israel. They were given an opportunity for democracy. They were given an opportunity to build a life, and they've chosen terror. And now this is what's happening when you choose terror. There will be self-defense from Israel.
Folks, I hope that's answered your question for you. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. It is time to stand for Israel. Call now. Add your name to our petition. It's absolutely free to do so. It's a toll-free number, so no excuses here. We've got to stand with Israel. Add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. The international pressure mounting to pressure Israel into ceasing operations against the terrorist group Hamas, who continues just today. 62 rockets have hit Israel, 14 have been intercepted. 13 Israeli troops were killed yesterday in operations against this terror organization, Hamas. You've got to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org, and we'll go right back to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Florida on line 5. Tony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, sir. It seems like this administration, you know, Obama and Kerry, I mean, they're basically, by their statements, they're basically stating that, you know, by their statements, they're making Israel seem like they're the big bad wolf, when in reality is Hamas, which is using, you know, which are a bunch of cowards and using civilians as shields. I mean,
you know, I encourage people out there to look at some of the images the IDF has been tweeting out and posting online. If you go to IDF spokesperson on Twitter, actually, the images you can actually see, not just you can see some of the infrared, you can see some of the night vision, you can actually see one of the buildings that they leafleted in Arabic, let people know by in their phones and emails and text messages that that this area could come under attack to clear out of this area. And then you could actually see images moments later. It goes from an area which is fairly quiet to families, women and children and entire families on the roof of a built the specific building that the IDF was warning people about. I mean, so the idea here, again, you're absolutely right, Tony, this human shield issue, it's a double war crime. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu talked about this, what Hamas does both to its own people and to Israelis. Take a listen, Byte 7.
What Hamas is doing very cynically is embedding its rocketeers, its rocket caches, its tunnels, these terror tunnels, in homes, in hospitals, in schools. And when we take action, as targeted as we can, they then use their civilians as human shields. So Hamas is both targeting civilians and Hamas is hiding behind civilians. That's a double war crime.
That may
therefore,
be...
all civilian deaths, as regrettable as they are, fall on their shoulders.
You know, folks, that is why I think you can't say it much better than that. You can't explain it much better than that, that they are responsible for both the actions of what's happening inside their own territory, inside the Gaza Strip. They continued this rocket barrage. Israel finally responded. Enough was enough. Too many civilians and citizens under rocket fire. It's still happening. As we speak, major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem have sirens going off. And it's become normal in these interviews for that to happen while interviews are going on or while President Obama was talking to Prime Minister Netanyahu. We've got to stand with Israel. Call now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition to stand with Israel online at ACLJ.org. And David, we're going to take phone calls. We come back from this next break. We've got another 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live coming up. So continue to call us, 1-800-684-3110. If you're on the line, hang on the line. But David, this idea again, that, and you wrote a piece about this, that Hamas is responsible. It's something the mainstream media, it's something the United Nations, and most of the international community, and even our own leaders at the top level, talking about the Obama administration, just don't ever want to admit. If they came right out and just said the truth once, I think it would change a lot of international opinion because that's what the media report, and it's very logical. It makes a lot of rational sense.
Reason why Hamas does this. One reason why Hamas uses human shields, it works. It works because what happens are people like the Senator Kerry, Secretary Kerry, Western governments look at the civilian casualties caused by Hamas and pressure Israel. That's Hamas's main military card to play. They cannot destroy the IDF. They can inflict casualties, but they launch rockets at civilians. They build terror tunnels. And let's be clear, these terror tunnels are designed so that groups of Hamas terrorists can go out and go into Israeli homes and kill or kidnap Israeli civilians. That's what they're designed for. And when Israel responds, Hamas's main defense is to put its own civilians front and center so that people like Secretary Kerry will fall for it and put pressure on Israel. And they do it because it works, and shame on our administration for letting it work.
Folks, call now and stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. It's an emergency petition as the U.S. begins this pressure. Call, stand with Israel. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. and sign the petition online. Now, we've got another 30 minutes of the broadcast coming up. If you're on the phone line, hang on. We will get to your phone calls. If lines open up, you call us now, 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls live on the air. And stand with Israel, 877-989-2255 is the number you call.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org.
back to JSEC Hill Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are talking about the ongoing crisis in the Middle East. The situation between Israel and Hamas continues to escalate. You've got now, just yesterday in Israel, 13 IDF soldiers were killed by Hamas. That's a total now of 18 IDF soldiers who have been killed in this conflict. Of course, scores of Hamas terrorists have been killed as well in the Gaza Strip, as and these smuggling tunnels used for both the rockets and to try and launch attacks against Israel by getting over into Israel and kidnapping, trying to kidnap soldiers or kill civilians, continues to be thwarted. And Hamas continues to try and carry out those kind of attacks as well. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, to talk about everything. We'll play some more of the sound bites from Secretary Kerry, who was caught on mic, not on air, but on mic, and this soundbite about some criticism of Israel. Remember, he's done this in the past before. We'll play both of those for you in the next segment of the broadcast. But I do want to get to some phone calls now, those of you who've been hanging on the line. Let's go to Manny in California, line 3. Manny, welcome to JSEC Hill Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jordan, how you doing?
Good.
Your work is a mighty work. But the
Thank
reason
you.
For my phone call is to the president of this country. That, first of all, he has no right, neither any authority, to tell Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, what to do and not to do. What the prime minister of Israel is doing is the right thing. He is a man with a heart. He's a man with dignity and a man that fights for his people in his country, something that Barack does not do. So he has no right, no authority to even, or his administration, to say anything towards what that man is doing is the right thing. It's the only thing to do. And I want also that the prime minister, Netanyahu, will finish every single terrorist, including Hezbollah. Leave not one of them left. Alive.
Well, and that's the point, Manny. I want to thank you for your phone call. I think you're right. Is the idea here, this gets trumped up like it is the largest conflict going on in the world right now. I mean, when in truth, Russia is responsible, and our president said as much, because they gave the equipment over, and then they trained these pro-Russian rebels for shooting down a passenger airliner that killed close to 300 innocent civilians from all over the world. There's ongoing fighting in that area. They won't even let them do a full-on, kind of to go into the area and do the study to see what happened, to send the investigators into the site in Ukraine. And yet we focus in on, like, Israel is, this is so bad because of the civilian casualties. Civilians, by the way, who elected Hamas to be their representatives. And, of course, this is not everyone to blame. They're under significant threat. They, in a sense, are being held hostage. But you also get what you elect. And when you elect terrorists to be your leader, bad things will happen. You know, you're taking a very radical approach, a very violent approach to the world. But, and I want to say, Manny, remember, President Obama, he was talking to French Prime Minister Sarkozy, French President Sarkozy, and Sarkozy was saying, I can't stand Netanyahu, and it's too much. He said back, you're fed up with him, but I have to deal with him even more than you. He didn't disagree with the French president. Then you've had Secretary Kerry get caught on the record. Folks, if you're on the line, hang on the line. We're going to get to your phone calls when we come back from this break. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. It's time to stand with Israel. Since July 8th, and imagine living in a situation like this, 1,800 rockets have been fired at Israel. 1,800 rockets in 12 days get fired at Israel, and they're being condemned and told to stop their operations to protect their people. We've got to take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. So call now, 877-989-2255. Or go to our website and stand with Israel at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're on the air. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, about the situation in Israel. There are some who support our position, some that oppose, and we like having being able to have a discussion here on the broadcast, folks. So we're going to take one of those calls now. Tanya has been holding on the line on line one. Tanya, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi.
Thanks. Hi, Tanya.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm irritated because every time President Obama says something that even hints at any kind of sympathy towards the Palestinians that are also being harmed, everyone, you know, gets upset. And there are Palestinians that are getting harmed. And I know you say that it's Hamas that's harming its own people, but I don't understand why no one thinks about them and no one sympathizes with them.
Well, I think, I want to address your question 2 points. I think it's a fair question. One, I think people do sympathize with those who are innocent, children, people who aren't able or that are forced into the situation to become human shields. And certainly that there is an element of that. We've represented clients who are from the Gaza Strip who have had family members killed by Hamas. They are Palestinians. They would be facing this situation. Their families are likely facing this situation because they still have some family in Gaza. So the idea here that it's you can't show any sympathy is not the case. In fact, Prime Minister Netanyahu does the same thing. I mean, he talks about the sympathy. So that's not the problem, Tanya. I'll play it for you here. Bite 7, Prime Minister Netanyahu, he's talking about Hamas, not about the people. He actually talks about the civilians differently. He makes that distinction, Bite 7.
Hamas is doing very cynically is embedding its rocketeers, its rocket caches, its tunnels, these terror tunnels, in homes, in hospitals, in schools. And when we take action, as targeted as we can, they then use their civilians as human shields. So Hamas is both targeting civilians and Hamas is hiding behind civilians. That's a double war crime. All civilian deaths, as regrettable as they are, fall on their shoulders.
Again, you can make those kind of comments even as a leader of Israel, even during the conflict, and no one's going to question that you still support Israel. The idea here is that you parse the words, and David, that's the difference. I think for Tanya's call, I hope that have explained. If you can play the Prime Minister of Israel talking about the unfortunateness of the civilian casualties, I think that's as strong or stronger of a statement than President Obama. But the idea, comparing the sides, that, there's a lot of passions on both sides. He said that today in the Rose Garden. Secretary Kerry caught off mic. Once he was caught off mic saying this about Israel, let's play the statement at the meeting he did not know was being recorded when he said that Israel's close to being an apartheid state. Let's play that one.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state in second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
So he compares Israel to the potential of being an apartheid state, and then take a listen to bite one. And that was loaded language that he had to apologize for, actually. It was so loaded. He did apologize for that. This was yesterday when he was caught on mic, off air, though, so he didn't think he was, he wasn't broadcast on one of the interviews, talking to one of his assistants. Take a listen when he is mocking Israel's situation bite one.
It's a hell of a pinpoint operation. It's a hell of a pinpoint operation.
Right. It's escalating significantly, and it just underscores the need for ceasefire.
We've got to get over there. I think, John, we ought to go tonight. I think it's crazy to be sitting around.
Secretary Kerry, when you said it's a hell of a pinpoint operation, are you upset that the Israelis are going too far? And, in fact, do you intend to go back to the Middle East tonight, sir?
I think it's very, very difficult in these situations. Obviously, very difficult.
You know, that's the situation, David, right there. It's... On the one hand, they'll say they support Israel, as Tanya was talking about. On the other hand, though, the reason why we criticize is because the message they send through the comments of their own communications, which just gives you a window into how they're talking at these behind doors, closed doors negotiations. It gives you a window into what they really believe. So, you know, whether it's the apartheid state comment, whether it's the weekend comments about the pinpoint operations, David, the truth is you see their actual operating language when they don't think they're being recorded, when they don't think what they're saying is going to be publicized.
Right, exactly. And notice he puts the blame on Israel, which is Hamas's strategy. That we have to be very clear about that. Everyone on this show, everyone in the U.S. government, in the Israeli government, hates the fact that there are kids being killed in Gaza. Everybody does. That is tragic. It is horrible. It is a crime. And the criminal is Hamas. The criminal is Hamas. And so let's just put it this way. Let's be very clear about this. Every single time you blame Israel when Hamas's human shields die, and every single time you put pressure on Israel when Hamas's human shields die, you give Hamas a victory every time.
Folks, we need to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Let's go to Sherry in Arkansas on line 4. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Do you remember when Senator Kerry ran for president?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, he made a comment, and forgive me if I get it completely wrong, because I'm trying to get the gist of what he said.
Yep.
He made a comment, and it basically, and I never heard it again, I only heard it once, and he said that we should pull away from Israel as allies and support Islam. And I promise you, that's what he said. And I remember it scared me so bad. And I remember thinking, if we do that, the United States of America, we will, that's when we will fall. That's when.
Sure. Yeah. I think I want to make the statement clear, because I think the way the statement for it, I remember this from that campaign, was that Secretary Kerry had said that, you know, in the eyes of the world, we have to be careful that we're not too allied. And he was a senator at the time running for president. If we're too allied with Israel, well, then the world will blame us. These were these comments coming during President George W. Bush's reelection campaign. So it's post 9/11, talking about that world. So that was the statement, which I completely disagree with. And I believe that's the one you're referring to. And the idea here, again, is this is now who's running the country, whether it's President Obama, and he chose John Kerry to be his Secretary of State. They've got a mindset very different. I mean, and they it's not just Israel. See how many people have suffered under their leadership in the Middle East. I mean, Iraq is out of control. Christians are fleeing. We haven't even talked about that story, but ISIS, or now the Islamic State, told Christians you can convert, pay, or die. And now Christians are fleeing. Some of the Christian community is in Iraq are having to flee, thousands upon thousands of people. The situation in Syria continues to lead to just thousands upon thousands of civilian casualties. Libya is a crisis. Egypt has gone back to basically a military dictatorship. I mean, you could go right through it, check through these listed things that have gotten worse since we tried to appease the world. So, again, thank you for that phone call, Sherry. We'll continue to take calls at 1-800-684-3110. Richard in California, also an opposing view on line 5. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Okay, well, first question I had was, and I'll go through my questions, but first question I have is, why should we support Israel? The second question
I would just say they're our ally. I mean, so they're on our side. They've support us in the war on terror that we have to deal with. They've been a strong ally during the Cold War, so it goes back, you know, since their creation. In the post-World War II society, they have always been aligned with our interests and have assisted and supported U.S. operations in the Middle East, supported those operations with whether it's intelligence, with technological assistance. It's the only democracy, functioning full-on democracy in the Middle East, surrounded by enemies not just of Israel, but enemies of the United States. I mean, that's the most simple way I can say why we should support Israel.
Kind of leads into my second question about it being a democracy. You had three Jewish seminary students who were on their way home or something like that, and they get killed. And it's in an area that Arabs are not allowed in, and there's no evidence that an Arab killed those three boys or Arabs.
And they have two suspects in custody right now. Two that they believe were directly involved. And by the way, Richard, the fact is, even let's say you're right. Let's say it wasn't Arabs, that situation. I just want to say that Hamas starts shooting rockets. Now it's 140 average a day. You don't think Israel's a right to defend itself?
Didn't those rockets come after they?
No, they've started. They've been going on for the last couple of months, and they never stopped. They just increased after Israel started looking for the suspects in that case. So if they want to pick fights with Israel, you know, that was Hamas's decision to make. They started their uptick in rocket fire, but those rockets, Richard, never stopped. We've got to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign the petition online.
We don't get fooled again.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which avow to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, talking about the situation in Israel, the ongoing Operation Protective Edge between Israel and Hamas. And I want to go right to the phones. People have been hanging on the line. Jan in California on line two. Jan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jan. I just wanted to call to say that my girlfriend lives in Israel and has four sons that have served in the Israeli army. She called me last night. She was crying. She's never done that before in all the years she's lived there, but she said that her youngest son, Jonathan, she was asking for prayer for him. He's in the Gaza. He's involved in that unit where the 13 were killed. And she has told me for years to not always believe what the news media says, because the policy of the Israeli government is to not target civilians. And I've heard that from her sons, from her for years. And so we know that the media is, it's almost like they're becoming anti-Semitic.
Well, you know, we've always seen this in the mainstream media, the idea here that Israel can only defend itself to an extent. And if there's not enough blood on the ground in Israel, I mean, because Israel's put in these defense mechanisms like the Iron Dome, and they've secured their borders in a way that you don't see. Remember the suicide bombings? So you don't see this kind of casualty level when it comes to civilian deaths. Because of the measures, extreme measures that Israel's had to take, living under, you know, these a system which shoots rockets out of the sky and trying to go about your daily life. Just imagine that as an American. It is very difficult to do. And on top of that, of course, the idea here that if they're firing you but it's not killing you, you don't have the same kind of right to respond. And the truth is, what Israel does is protect citizens, continues to face these barrage rockets, and it's a very dangerous time, though. Once these Israeli soldiers have to go into Hamas territory, which are basically these terrorist zones where everything can be used. You know, ambulances are used to have weapons. Houses are used as bases. They're trying to kidnap soldiers, and they will keep you. They will kill. This is terror organizations we're talking about, who don't even care about their own civilians' lives because of their jihad and the fact that they're jihadists. And David, I mean, once you go, you may have the technological advantage, and Israel certainly does. But I think the reason why the caller's friend got concerned last night about, a son or daughter fighting in the IDF is because once you get on the ground and you're on Hamas territory, you know, technology goes so far, but you're going to suffer casualties. And Israel suffered the largest number of casualties it has during this operation in a single day yesterday.
Well, that mom is going through what so many American moms have gone through since 9/11. Yep. And that is the knowledge that their son or daughter is on the ground fighting against jihadists, not using the full weapons at our disposal, not using the full arsenal that we have, putting ourselves directly in harm's way because we want to minimize civilian casualties. Let's be very clear about that. This is the same experience America has had. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans who have died specifically because they put themselves in greater danger to prevent civilian casualties. That's what happened over the weekend in Israel. That's what happens to our own sons and daughters. That's what has happened to friends of mine in Iraq. And that is the difference between Israel and the United States and their enemies. Their enemies want to kill as many people as they possibly can, and if that includes their own people, they don't care. We try to minimize those casualties and are willing to bear risks to our own lives to minimize casualties. That's a big difference.
Let's go back to the phone. Spencer in Georgia on line six. Spencer, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of quick questions. I'm really irritated with all this stuff. They talk about these innocent civilians that Israel is attacking. Now, if my memory serves me correctly, didn't Obama, and I say that with the least amount of respect, didn't he supply like $5.5 million a year to the Palestinian government to rebuild their schools?
Much more than that. I mean, David, the numbers here, I mean, we're talking much bigger numbers when we're talking about it. And so you're right, yes, you're right in the sense that we do fund the Palestinian Authority. Now we fund a unity government, which includes Hamas. So we try to say, well, it's technocratic. I mean, you know, it's bureaucratic doublespeak, basically, acting as if, it reminds me of the language of, well, you don't fund abortion because Planned Parenthood can't use the money to actually pay for an abortion procedure, and we give them $500 million a year. And David, it's a similar amount, a number that we give to this Palestinian government now, which now includes Hamas.
Right. $400 to $500 million a year given to the Palestinian Authority, which now includes, as part of a unity government, a designated terrorist organization named Hamas, the same Hamas that is fighting in Gaza. And let's be clear, when you're talking about a designated terrorist organization, providing material support to a designated terrorist organization is a crime. There are people who have gone to jail in the United States of America for providing help for Hamas. And now the American government is funneling $400 to $500 million a year to a Palestinian Authority government that allegedly includes Hamas. I'm not sure how we square that with our obligations under the law, but that really hasn't been that much of a concern for the Obama administration.
Folks, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. And folks, stand with Israel, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Pam in North Carolina on line three. Pam, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi,
Pam, you there?
Hey, how are you? Yes.
We're good. You're on the air.
Okay. No, I was just calling in support of what we're doing and being and supporting Israel. And it's interesting, the man that opposed this and our and being an ally with Israel, sorry, I just think, if you look back in history at the treaties that Europe themselves, what happened when these other countries that had allied themselves with Israel failed to continue to do so, and what happened and how these countries fell. There's a reason why we need to back these countries. We may have a weak administration, but I will tell you, our nation is very strong.
That's right. Well, absolutely, Pam. I agree with you, and that always has to be maintained and said. You know, we are not defined just by one leader. Of course, again, like any other country that with a representative democracy, we've got a situation where we have the leadership. There's political consequences, serious consequences from elections, but that doesn't change America's spirit. And we fight on, and you know, we don't have dictators, so we're constantly changing our leadership. But it is our responsibility to make sure that whenever we have these situations, that we remain vigilant, and I think America does. I'll take a call quickly. Timothy, Michigan, I know you're opposing view. Line four, you got about 20 seconds here because we only got about 45 seconds left on the broadcast.
Well, thank you, sir. My question is, it seems a little bit of hypocritical for us to say, you know, Hamas is, well, first of all, I disagree that, you know, that Hamas shouldn't be attacking Israel. I think that's wrong. But, however, I think it's a little bit hypocritical for us to say it's Hamas's fault for Israel killing Hamas.
But they actually force people to stay in areas which are going to be bombed. So Israel puts out leaflets, Timothy, that says, we're going to bomb this area. You need to get out in the next 24 hours and just leave this small area. And Hamas either refuses to allow the people to leave or encourages more people to come into the area. There's videos of it and photos of it online. They make no mistake about it. They want their people to be, quote, martyrs. That's why. Call now, support Israel, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.